This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening on this day where, my goodness, the forecast is scattered doomsday with partial clearing later in the evening. Resigning popes. We've got North Korean nuclear tests. Does the Obama State of the Union speech need a late rewrite before tonight? We shall explore all of that this hour. And we begin with the announcement yesterday that Pope Benedict would resign at the end of February. February, a month invented by the Catholic Church, and a pope about 100 years after the last pope resigned. The last time a pope resigned, we didn't even have this calendar. We are all sinners, but his grace transforms us. End quote. The last tweet from the first tweeting pope before he resigned. A man deeply in conflict, apparently, about the direction of the world. The uneasy proximity of the words tweet and pope, I think, emblematic of what's going on here. Over the past two centuries, this world of ours has been struck by storms of intolerance, hope, and despair all at once, wrote philosopher Umberto Eco in the voice of a Catholic monk speaking back in the 14th century. In these past few years, as never before, to stimulate piety and terror and fervor in the populace and obedience to human and divine law, preachers have used distressing words, macabre threats, Eco wrote about those days centuries ago, around the time the last pope resigned. His book, The Name of the Rose, was a portrait of a church locked in battle with the emerging modern ideas of democracy and science, and a church also filled with sexual scandals and internal corruption, seeing enemies everywhere.
Guilty is Salvatore, who has confessed to his heretical past and was caught in flagrante delicto with a witch. Guilty!
These are not the days of the Inquisition, as depicted there in the movie version of The Name of the Rose, but there are echoes of these grand battles in the fine print of this resignation by Pope Benedict.
Benedict XVI, over the last 8 years, has made a very strong appeal to move back to a more traditional style of church, even if that means that people walk away. So I think, you know, in this kind of context, when even people in his own church are not altogether in line with him. That must be very difficult for a man who's approaching his 86th year.
That's Catholic Church chronicler Robert Mickens from the Weekly Tablet on our program yesterday. So what has just happened? Are the questions of faith and scandals in the church today part of a centuries-old battle the church is carrying on with history itself on some level? Or is this merely the acknowledgement of weakness of one man, Pope Benedict? Joining us is Charlie Sennett, executive editor and co-founder of the international news site Global Post. He's a longtime reporter on the Catholic Church. Charlie's coverage of Pope Benedict's resignation is featured on Global Post's new Belief blog. Welcome back to the show, Charlie.
Thanks, John.
So, Charles, what do you think has happened here? What is this tectonic sort of moment in the history of the Catholic Church?
You know, this is a pope who doesn't allow for tectonic moments. It's a pope who, remember, surprised everyone with this announcement, but he did it in Latin, and only one reporter covering it had their Latin studies accomplished enough that they were able to understand the quote and know what happened. And that's so typical of this pope, I think, to go back to the ancient language of the church to make a stunning announcement that no one knew was coming. And as he's shared in numerous ways now, that this really was about recognizing that he just did not have the energy to go forward to run a church of a billion Catholics worldwide with tremendous struggles that it faces in terms of the pre-sex abuse scandal, the way that has rocked the core of the church, both financially and morally, and great challenges abroad on very complex issues, particularly in the developing world, which is where the Catholic Church is growing and where the Catholic Church also faces its greatest challenges.
Well, I had a dinner last night with four or five lapsed Catholics, but who are deeply, you know, sort of steeped in the traditions of this church, all of them raised very conservative Catholics. And here are the kinds of questions that came up. Is there a Pope John the 23rd for the 21st century? Is that what's going to happen now? Will the church make a decision whether it's going to go with the growing populations in Latin America and Africa and ditch the wealth that comes from America? Will it make those decisions? Because these people believe that's what's on the table right now.
You know, as a struggling Catholic myself, I'm someone who's been reporting on the Catholic Church and really You know, from the earliest days when we were breaking the first stories on the pre-sex abuse scandal to working with the Boston Globe on the big series on the pre-sex abuse scandal there and in covering the papal transition for this pope, that's my trajectory, asking the same kinds of questions. I think the answer is no. There is not a pope like John the 23rd who's going to come along with a great reformist movement. But I do think there are progressive elements within some of the leading candidates who really could be very sophisticated on Catholic-Muslim relations. That would be the cardinal in Milan, Scola. He's very good on that. There are some who believe in allowing divorced Catholics to remarry without an annulment and to be able to receive communion, for example. And then I think maybe one of the most controversial lines that we could see explored in the next papacy is whether the Catholic Church will loosen restrictions on condom use in recognition of the fact that AIDS is an epidemic that is ravaging so many parts of Africa and so many parts of the world. I think the great hope is that there might be a pope that reflects the global nature of the church, the fact that the largest amount of Catholics are in Latin America and the fastest growing corner of Catholicism is in Africa. I think that's a long shot, though.
All right, Charles Stennett, executive editor and co-founder of the international news site Global Post, longtime reporter on the Catholic Church. Charles's coverage of Pope Benedict's resignation is featured on Global Post's new Belief blog. Thanks so much, Charles.
Thanks, John.